How did you know that you were there? What did you experience?
Well, first of all, this was not a near-death experience. This was an out-of-body experience that's classified as a vision in the Bible. I've never had a vision before. I'm a conservative person, real estate broker, like you pointed out. But in a vision, you can actually travel to a place, and it's just as real as it would be in your own physical body. And so I knew I was there. There's no question about it when you see hell. You don't have to wonder where you're at. You know definitely you are in hell. And and like I said, your spirit body can experience it the same, and that's what I was in, a spirit body.
Did you go on your own, Bill, or were you kind of forced down there?
No, the Lord took me. The only way you can experience a vision from God is if he takes you. I've never sought anything like this. I've never wanted anything like this. I've never had any interest in hell, nothing to do with that. He just showed me hell to let people know that it really does exist, like the Bible says. So, and that's the reason I'm here, just to tell people about it. And it's just a heads up. It's just a warning to let people know hell is a real place.
Explain, if you would, what it looked like.
Well, the first place I appeared was I was falling, and I down this long tunnel, and then I entered into this open cavern area, and I landed in a prison cell, an actual prison cell. Now, it was rough-hewn stone walls and bars, but it was more like a dungeon, not like a nice prison on the earth. It was like a dungeon. So there are prison cells in hell. There's large open areas of fire, and this is where I first found myself, was in this prison cell. And I wondered, how could I be alive? The heat is far beyond the ability to sustain life, and but yet here I was, alive in this place, actually cognizant and awake just like I am now, and viewing this place.
Bill, did you see the devil?
No, but I did see demons, the most ferocious, vicious-looking things you've ever seen, horrible-looking creatures, all twisted, deformed, an extreme hatred for God. They hate God, and they were blaspheming God and cursing God. And then they directed that hatred towards me. And I wondered, why? What have I done to them? But they hate human beings also.
I bet you couldn't wait to get out of there.
Oh, I had no idea why I was there. And nothing was explained until the way back. So as wild as this sounds, as I'm sure it does to people, like I said, this is just a vision. There's 34 different visions in the Bible. Not to compare myself with anybody in the Bible, but God gives people visions. And that's what this was. And there are demons that can torment you. You're alone. You're by yourself. You're not with anyone. I did see people. I was listening to the screams of millions of people, and it's deafening to hear people screaming all in torment. The smells in hell are so foul and putrid and disgusting, and you're breathing actually sulfur, and sulfur is actually toxic to breathe. It would kill you, and I wondered, how can I be alive breathing this toxic air? But yet you don't die. I wanted to die, but you can't die. And there's not enough air to breathe. So you have to fight and gasp for even the tiniest bit of air. Like I said, you want to talk to somebody, what's going on, but you don't get that privilege of conversation with anyone. And viewing these demons that they picked me up, one threw me into the wall. I felt bones break. You have a body in hell. I could give you scripture for everything I'm telling you, but, time here. And that's what's important for people to really believe, not really my experience, what the Bible really says.
Did you feel, Bill, as if they were going to try to keep you there?
Well, I knew I was there forever. You have that understanding in hell that you're never going to get out. And but that's really the worst part of hell, hopelessness. You see, on earth here, we always have some kind of hope. Even if your situation is terrible, you could die to get out of it. But in hell, you can't. You can't get out. So you understand that you'll never get out, and there's no one going to come rescue you. And that's really the worst part, being hopelessly lost.
This torment that you felt, that you heard from so many millions that were down there, were they trying to, talk to you and say, get us out of here, help me?
No one was really there. You're kept apart and isolated, so you're not close enough to really have conversation. And everyone's in agony and torment. And the people I saw were inside this big pit of fire. And it was real literal fire. It was not metaphorical or allegorical, really burning. burning flames. And so, you know, you couldn't just have a nice conversation. You're in agony. Now, I wasn't thrown into the fire. I just saw people in the fire burning. I felt the heat, and I saw them burning, and flesh just hanging off of them. It was the most horrible sight to see people burning like this and being in torment, and demons tormenting people. These demons are ferocious. They have tremendous strength, and you don't have any strength. Another thing I noticed was you have no physical strength in your body. You're completely void of any movement. It takes tremendous effort. I wondered why, what's wrong with my body, but you don't enjoy strength in hell either. And it's so dark. It was only light because I believe it was God's presence for me to see it, illuminating it so I could describe to people what it looks like, but it resumed its normal state after about a minute, and it is so dark in hell. I mean, a darkness that you could feel. And the only light, well, I could see the people in the flames was I could see people through the flames, but the light coming from the flames did not travel and illuminate the area like it would here on the earth.
How do you know this wasn't some horrible nightmare, Bill?
Well, several reasons. Number one, when I came back from this experience, I saw my body lying on the floor. Now, that's really strange to be outside your body.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that's number one. I know it wasn't just a dream. Number two, it's changed my whole life. My wife and I have left the real estate career just because we've been invited to speak all around the country or around the world, but because we want to go and let people know. And, you know, I had a very good job. I owned the company, real estate company, for 30 years and did very well financially.
Well, in Orange County, too. That's a pretty great spot to be.
Right. So I've done great. My wife worked for a builder developer. We both made good incomes, and we left our jobs and walked away from it. And this was right when our book was first written. So we didn't know how our book was going to do. We didn't know where the income was going to come from. But the point was, it was because this place is so serious, you wouldn't want your worst enemy to go there. And I thought, I've got to do something. Since I've seen this, I can't just sit there and go to work every day like normal and not open my mouth and let people know, hey, at least check out what the Bible has to say. I'm not here to preach to anybody or hit them over the head with the Bible. But at least research it for yourself. You know, most people, you know, if we go on a vacation, we'll check out the sites, hotels, restaurants, you know, we'll do some investigation. Yet most people do no investigation on where they're going to go after they die. They put a great deal of effort into short holiday and no effort into eternity.
Some say, Bill, that hell is just a state of mind, that people have created it in their own mind.
Right, and that's what people might think. But I'm here to tell you, that's not the way it is. It's a real geographical location. I understood I was down deep in the earth. That's where it's located. There's 49 scriptures that talk about where it's located right now. But I knew that I was down deep in the earth. And so it is geographical. It is not a state of the mind. It's a place you will never get out of. And that's why it's so important for people to know, to at least check out and see. What I'm telling you is in the Bible. I'm not adding anything. And like I said in the beginning, it's not important. I'm not here to convince anyone to espouse to my experience. What I'm here to do is just at least encourage people to at least research it for themselves and find out, is the Bible true? Does hell really exist?